Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, today's ag futures markets had a pretty rough go at it. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures generally weaker. We had June live cattle, which is the front month, at 93.12, down 40 cents. We did have some cash activity throughout today and really the first half of this week. It looks like 97-ish is going to end up being where all the cash trade ends up being this week on the live cattle. There was some 97 in Kansas today, some 98 up in Nebraska. So overall, it's a little bit lower than where we were last week. The box beef at midday was down slightly again. It was down about $2.27 on the choice at 209.54. Select down $1.33 at 202.24. The kills today were 120,000 again. So that's really good. We're actually week to date at 359,000 last week. We were at 359,000 this week, 358,000 last week. So we're catching back up to where we need to be. Tomorrow we have a hogs and pigs report. It's expected to show all hogs as June 1st at 103.7% of last year. So the hog herd is growing. The kept for market is 104.2%. So possibly a little bit negative report on the hogs and pigs report tomorrow afternoon.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
GP Rents is proud to announce the opening of their newest location in Norman. So, when buying isn't an option, put the versatility of Kubota rental equipment from GP Rents Norman to work for you. Now with GP Rents Norman, we have 6 locations to serve our Kubota rental customers. This means more locations to rent Kubota track loaders to manage brush or to dig for less with one of our Kubota excavators or backhoes. Work smarter, not harder. Call 833-IRENT-GP or visit gprents.com.
Today's grain trade, like the cattle, weaker across the board. We had corn down 2 cents, which put December at 3.33 1/4. November beans are down about 4 1/4 at 8.69 3/4. Then the wheat, Chicago and Kansas City, both down 4 to 6 cents. December cotton, 59.21, down 23. It seemed like the main driver for the grain markets was a lack of any adverse weather at this point. You know, we've had a lot of grain put in the ground. Not any really bad weather up to this point. They're calling for maybe a little above normal temperatures, but nothing at this point to be frightening for the Midwest corn and bean crops. The other thing today's big move is the stock market. At one point, the Dow was down as much as 800 points, currently down about 575. So it's come back a little bit, but the spike in the coronavirus cases across the U.S. as we tried to open up, we're having a little bit of a spike. And I think that's sort of calming the demand for these different products, and that's hurting the market, stock market, just a touch. Currently, the crude oil market is down. August is down $2.48 at $37.90. The bonds, which are inverse to interest rates, are up about a point right now at 177 on the 30-year bond, which means interest rates are a touch lower today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.